Marks and Race, we are back, and our Twitter question brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Did you get engaged over the holidays? If you did, visit the experts at Marks Jewelers for the best selection of diamond engagement rings anywhere. Excuse me, wedding rings. Of course, you can get your diamond engagement ring there, but wedding rings online, marks-jewelers.com. And the question is, and I'm getting a kick out of this one right here. Which worries you more Sunday, the offense or the defense? So the offense that had 7 points in the second half against the Washington football team and the Giants.
That's gotten off the slow start.
It's gotten off the slow starts. You're more worried about the defense. I'm not telling you that you shouldn't be worried about the defense. This isn't the 2002 Eagles or the 90 Eagles defense. Not saying that. Mm-hmm. But at least they have shown improvement over the course of the season. And I think a good game for the defense would be holding Tom Brady to 27 points. Right, like hold them under 30. The offense has got to score. Mm-hmm. Offense got to score points. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about the defense giving up 40 points or 38 points on Sunday. I'm more worried about the offense coming out and having 7 points in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think there is legit reasons to have those concerns. I think when people just look at the game and the matchup, I know for me. The thing that would worry me the most would be how do we stop Tom Brady in this offense?
Right.
Like, that would be the thing that would worry me the most about the game. And if you can't stop Tom Brady and the offense, it's not going to really matter what Jalen Hurts and those guys do on offense from a reasonable standpoint. Like, I mean, listen, if they go out there and have the best game of the season, great, then they'll have a good chance of winning this thing. But you can't. I don't know if you can expect that. It seems more realistic to try to keep this game in the 24 to 27 point range. I'm with you on that, 24, 27, somewhere in that range. And you got to find a way to, get a tip ball turnover, get a sack, fumble, something that gives you an extra possession. I don't think the Eagles, with the way this offense is made up, can go up and down the field on this Bucs defense. I really don't. But if you play ball control, you convert some third downs, you play good field position, and you take your shots and your opportunities when they present itself, then you could have a chance to win this game. And, man, make no mistake about it. This is an uphill battle for this young team. It just is. So you're going to need to play nearly a perfect game, and then you're going to need some things to fall your way in this game. That's just the reality of your situation.
I mean, now, like you said, a defensive touchdown helps your cause for winning this game a lot.
Or at least give you great field position down there somewhere.
You get a couple a turnover or two that you're not normally expecting, a big return, something like that.
Yeah, special. Come on, Rager.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
maybe Hundley now will be out there because J-Jaw.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I wonder what they are going to do with that. No, we just lost the best blocking wide receiver in football.
It's tough to recover. It is.
They really know how to draft blocking receivers. Mac Hollins, J-Jaw.
Mac is actually doing okay in Miami.
Yeah, I'd like to have him back here ahead of some of these scrubs.
His numbers are probably more impressive than J-Jaw's.
You can only bring one back, Rasul or Mac?
Oh, I'll go with Rasul right now. Rasul's a walking pick six.
Yeah, what's that? Man, really? I mean, he's been flashed a couple times this
year.
That's
at least five interceptions. He's only been there for half the season.
Do you know what JJ Arcega-White
Hell, Aaron Rodgers actually knows Rasul Douglas's name.
That's he raves big. About him all the time.
The first game, he was like, yeah, we just got this one guy off the street. He hasn't even been here but a week, and he's contributing. That was the first game Rasul had a pick six. Now Aaron Rodgers knows who he is now.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Yeah, it was that Arizona game. Where they won without – was Arizona, they beat Arizona on a Thursday night or a Sunday night? Green Bay did?
It was a Sunday night, I think.
Yeah,
well, Sunday. It might have been a Thursday, but, yeah, it was a big game. They were undefeated.
Rasul picked off the pass, And Aaron Rodgers didn't even know who he was. He was like, yeah, he's only been here a week.
Yep.
That was like Carson and Jake Elliott, remember?
Was that the
– The 61-yarder? Then he had just been signed that week, and then remember the whole "I'll give him his game check."
Right.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
Carson's like, "I'll give this guy my game check," and then he didn't give him his game check when he hit it, and that turned into a controversy for a couple of days.
So who did they have before Elliott?
Henry.
Sturgis.
It was Caleb Sturgis.
Sturgis. That's right.
Yeah, remember that? Yeah.
Do they win the Super Bowl with Caleb Sturgis as the kicker?
No.
No,
that's so true.
Caleb certainly doesn't make that 61 yarder or whatever Elliott made. What was that, 61, 62?
Yeah, 61.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
You know JJ's final stats for 2021. Are you aware?
No.
No? Jack, do you know what his final stats are?
I think he had 3 catches for 62 yards.
2 catches for 36 yards.
62 yards? I'm like, Jack,
That's a big year.
That's a big number there.
Yeah, but do you have his PFF stats on his blocking percentage and that stuff?
I do.
That's fitting your narrative.
2 catches for 30 yards.
Last year he had 4 for 85.
Oh.
This year he had 2 for 36. So he starts
going in the wrong direction.
His rookie year he had 10 catches for 169 yards and a touchdown.
Unfreaking believable.
Then he went down to 4 receptions, 85 yards, and then poor JJ this year, 2 for 36. Yeah, 2 first downs, though.
That's hard to do, man.
Do you know it's not going to be hard to do? Cut him.
Man.
Can't keep him come on. Not after those drops, man. Those drops are so bad. I mean, guys in the locker room must be looking at him like, I can't believe this guy's still on the team.
Man.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Hi, Rosen Appreciation Day.
That's why people were mad at me on Saturday night, tweeting me. And unfortunately, I was looking at my mentions because I was getting ready to work. And it's like, just leave me alone. Just go away. You bother me about J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. I know he sucks, all right? Let's go to Ray in Morristown. Hi, Ray. How are you?
Marksman, Ike, Jack, how are you guys doing this afternoon?
What's up, Ray?
Listen, guys, I'm not delusional about our chances of winning this contest this weekend. But the fact that Jonathan Gannon isn't even in the conversation for a head coaching job makes me sick. What is going on? You're talking about a first-year defensive coordinator that has done nothing to elicit such excitement to be considered a head coaching prospect? Based on what? I'm just asking because is he one of these young fellas that they're just trying to fast-track his career? Because I can't imagine what he's shown you resume-wise,
let me break it down to you. The guy who's running the Broncos, George Patton, he came up with he was with the Vikings for a long time. So he was in the Vikings organization since the the last 15 years or so before getting the job in Denver. So he knows Jonathan Gannon from his days in Minnesota when he was an assistant coach. So it's probably a courtesy interview just because he has a relationship with him or whatever. So I don't think he's really a candidate, but if he's getting asked to be interviewed, I guess he would have to be a candidate. But I think it was more of a courtesy thing than anything.
Well, if they want him, they can have him. Bring Fanzio in here. I'd love to have him as our defensive coordinator.
And Mike Zimmer's available now. Maybe Zimmer could come down and be the coordinator.
I don't think he's going to go from head coach for the last, 8 seasons to coordinator, but I think Fanzio definitely could be an option. And he's definitely better than what we have now. Listen, any organization that takes you half the season, you sacrifice before you learn your lesson and say, hey, you know what? And usually the Philadelphia fans, when we said back in the early 2000s, oh, we need a wide receiver, we're usually pretty good with, assessing these organizations and what the needs are. Obviously there's politics going on behind the scenes, why things don't get done in an emergent fashion, but we're not wrong about this. This team has to change if they're going to have any chance of winning this game. And I don't expect them to win. It's not about if they're going to lose. It's how badly and how does it go down. Ike, to your point, the other thing that we need to go right this weekend is we're going to have to keep an eye and hope that these referees don't kill us with these penalties.
Yeah.
Oh, they brushed up against Tom Brady, 15-yard unsportsmanlike or roughing the passer or some baloney.
Yeah.
I think we're going to see a lot of that on Sunday. Just watch and see. We'll talk about it on Monday.
Well, Ray, listen, we know from years of dealing with watching Tom Brady play, watching him winning with the Patriots, that whole thing. It always seems if you're fighting an uphill battle trying to beat the Patriots, you got to be perfect. They get typically every call. Tom Brady is in Tampa now, so it's at home. I would imagine they would like to have Tom Brady going at least a little bit of a run here in the playoffs.
We need Steratore. We need to get Gene Steratore back for this game.
Yeah, so You know, yeah, we know that's there. That element is there where he gets the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, that's there.
Yep.
It is. I don't know.
It was with Jordan.
Yeah. Like, yeah. What do you want me to do? I don't know. LeBron, they get them. Those guys.
They get the calls.
Yeah.
Yep. Tom.
No,
Tom
didn't get any calls.
Oh, right. Okay. No, yeah. Sorry. The league was against Kobe.
That's right.
Right.
But guys typically that have athleticism don't get the same benefits of calls or, you know, like Tom gets hit too hard in the pocket, they'll throw a flag at you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, that could happen.
Yep.
Yeah, it usually does. I mean, have we gone through a postseason where there isn't some controversial call?
No, not
yeah,
really.
It's going to be
there's
there.
Always
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's always something.
All right, let's shoot it out to the District of Columbia. And talk to Kimberly, who is the vice president of the LTBB, as she has a statement from the vice president's office. Kimberly, how are you?
Hi, guys. Happy Tuesday.
You
What's
too.
Up, Kimberly?
Hi. Rough weekend.
VP, it's okay.
Rough weekend in the Eagles game. Rough weekend for Carson. Yeah. I just have two quick things I want to say.
Okay.
One, shout out to Chuck and OG Wade because Jalen's in the playoffs and Carson isn't. I am a big enough person to acknowledge that, you know, they were right about that. I don't know that that makes Jalen a great quarterback. I am still unsure what is going to happen. I think it's unclear, but props to them. So that's number one.
Big on character and holding each other accountable and that sort of thing.
Oh,
So I'm not surprised that you're giving it up to Wade and Chuck. Good job, VP.
Yeah. I don't like it, but I got to do it, right?
Yep,
so,
yep.
And number two is I don't care if Carson is terrible. I don't care if he's a bum for the rest of his NFL career.
Yeah, he's a bum.
Yeah, exactly. I will always be the vice president of the LTBB. I will always love Carson because he's the one that started the run to the Super Bowl. He's the one that got us 13 games in. And so I don't care what else he does for the rest of his career. I'm a proud VP right here.
Talk to him, Kimberly. That's what I'm talking about. Love it. I love it.
And the loss helped. It increased our
draft.
Yes, it did. Yes. That was a good reason.
He's still an Eagle.
Still helping out the Eagles, Kimberly. Yeah,
always.
All right, Kimberly.
All right, now, Kimberly, you don't seem excited about the playoff game this weekend.
I'm excited that there's another week. Any day that I can put on my jersey and root for the Eagles is a great day. But I am not overly encouraged that we're going to do anything but lose another game to Tom Brady, and I hate that. So, I'm glad we're playing, but no, I'm not overly excited.
All right. I appreciate it, Kimberly. Hang in there.
Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, you too. There you have it.
The classy org you run over there.
Well, I mean, it's that's what I tried to tell Elliot and Chuck when he was abandoning Jalen. You know, I got a lot of respect for the grand poobah of this station and Angelo
Castaldi.
Yeah, I got a lot of respect for him, and that's why I didn't point out the fact that he wanted Gardner Minshew to start over Jalen Hurts this morning.
He bought mustaches.
He bought mustaches and took pictures. See, now he's back with the Hurts campaign, but a couple weeks ago after the Giants game, when Hurts wasn't playing well, he was ready to bell on
him.
And benching for Gardner Minshew. So a lot of the Hurts people that feel good today or Wentz haters that feel good, what I'm trying to do is be an example for you guys of how to support our quarterback and a guy that you claim you believe in.
Exactly right.
And you really show that support in tough times, not when it's easy to jump on the bandwagon when he's playing well, when the team's in the playoffs. No, you really show that support in the tough times when he's struggling. You don't run and hide. You know, I don't not hear from you for 4 or 5 weeks and that sort of thing.
So Chuck, you're saying?
Oh, yeah, Chuck. And then, like, Elliot and Joe DeCamera.
Yeah.
Like, I heard all this fire Sirianni, one-year wonder, all this stuff. All this stuff I heard from these guys during the tough times. I kept notes during that time because I knew there would be tough times, and that's when I started watching even closer. Who's really behind us? Who's really sticking with the team? Who's really behind Hurts? Who really believes in him? Yeah, I heard a lot of shows and comments about benching him. I heard a lot of that from a lot of supposed Hurts people.
The ones that were right from the beginning.
Yeah. I heard a lot of that during the tough times. And by the way, fellas, because you two guys, you're not The reason I love John, he hates all quarterbacks. So it's
right.
Nice.
I'm equal opportunity.
Yes, exactly. So he's fine. Yes, it don't matter who the quarterback is. It don't even matter.
Yeah, it's true. I benched them all.
Yeah, it don't even matter. So he's fine. And Jack, you know this, but didn't I say I would be the one that had to stand here and defend Jalen?
You did.
Hurts
no, you called your
tough
shot.
Times come. Thank you.
You called your shot. You
Thank
did.
You. Thank you.
No, you called your shot. You're a
there
man
was
of
hurricane
integrity.
Winds there in the middle of the season. And
yeah.
He stood your ground.
You said a preseason.
Yep.
You're a man of integrity.
Yep.
You said that you know that these Jalen Hurts, really, they're Wentz haters. These Jalen Hurts fans are going to, oh, he's the greatest. And then Chuck stops calling the show.
Yep.
And then he doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Thank goodness for Ike
he's
Reese.
He's the biggest. I'm the big. The only guy that didn't waver. Was really OG Wade.
OG hung in there, yeah.
Well,
and that's why a little bit.
No, not him. I would say there's only two people that haven't wavered off their takes this entire year. OG Wade and Mad Mike. And Mad Mike is
well,
going.
We know Mad Mike.
Yeah, he's not leaving that shit.
They could win the Super Bowl and he would be mad.
Yes.
But see, OG Wade changed his strategy a little bit. Like, he stopped talking about they're going to win 13
right.
games or whatever, and he started focusing on, hey, listen, like, let's worry about this week. Or
yep.
He stopped with all the stats and that stuff. He realized, like, all right, that's probably not going to happen.
Yep.
And tried
but
to.
But he hung in there.
He
though.
Hung in there.
Yep.
He did. He didn't bail.
A lot of guys bailed on him. A lot of guys bailed on Hurts.
Yep.
Including Angelo. Did Angelo not have on a mustache and a wig?
Yeah, last week.
Minchu Mania.
He did. Black Gritty.
Oh, man.
From blackgritty.com. Black Gritty, how are you, buddy?
Man, I just got done pulling receipts on Elliott Flip Flop Park. I was like, dude, you were out here bashing the team in the middle of the season. Now, all of a sudden, they're number one defense.
Right.
And all this stuff, you act like I'm not listening to you, bro. And he literally said, what are you talking about? Like, bro, listen to yourself. You know I take my calls, right? Don't make me play them back for you, brother. Like, what do you mean? You don't know what you're talking about? I hear these streets, they flip-flop. You know, I treat Carson like I do Doug. Thank you for your service. Thank you for my championship. I appreciate you. The burger's on me if I see you in these streets. Other than that, keep it pushing. But I tell you what, you know what else I was right about? Mm. That Georgia boy.
Oh, yeah.
Boy. Yeah.
When I tell you first things first, when I tell you.
Yeah.
Yes.
How are you feeling at the end of that game, though, when a touchdown would have busted that spread?
That's dog mentality.
Let me tell you something. I'm feeling real good because your boy rolled some good corn up in that game, and they ain't covered not a ham sandwich
anymore. Jack, shut up in there.
I hear giving advice. Y'all listen, why buy advice? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, with my advice, you may as well go opposite. Yeah, go opposite.
Yeah.
Listen to our boy comes on at the end of the week with the spread. Don't be listening to Ike. I got y'all juiced up over here in these streets. But anyway, Marks, today you are right on the money. We need to be worried about the offense. You know why? Because the offense leads the defense. Forget the fact that I don't believe in this defense. The defense has been helped by a running game that keeps the ball 90-10. So the defense hasn't even been on the field. The defense doesn't even have to see people as much lately because we've been running the ball so much. So if the offense can't do what they need to do, then the defense can't do it. And my goodness, I don't know. I mean, you know, turn the game around. But he needs to call Andy Reid for a first 15 script because this dude cannot start games. And all I know is the Andy Reid era, we got a touchdown on every opening drive. Every time we opened up a game, we score points.
Yeah, it was the best
Andy
part.
Andy opened the game point. We need a good script this week. Because guess what? You go out there with that offense, and you don't keep the ball a little bit. You let Brady get the roll of this slice and dice time, and the defense gets tired. So you are right. The offense better come to work, okay? Everybody run it. I don't care if his hands hurt, tape it up. We need all eight running backs this week because we got to keep this ball away from the
– So you want to play keep away. Yeah, you want to play keep away.
Yeah. Everybody keep calling him a good. I call him a lamb out here in the streets. You know what I mean? You want some lamb this week? Some lamb chops. I can't stand – No Tom Brady. But, yeah, I still got Georgia on my mind. I got told you about it.
Okay.
I talked to y'all.
All right, Black Gritty. Enjoy your little winnings. I mean, you took Georgia. Smart money.
Yeah.
Smart money. I tried.
Yeah, I just – I'm on the record as I'm not good at the college picks, for sure. And even so, they were driving to bust that spread. That game was exactly as the odds makers had laid it out to be. And then a pick six makes the score look a little different than it actually was.
Man.
But give Georgia credit.
Yeah.
Stetson Bennett was under the influence, drunk this morning on Good Morning America. which was very funny.
Yes.
I was not watching it
MVP
live.
MVP Stetson Bennett is joining us live. Stetson, good morning, my friend. How you feeling this morning after that incredible performance last night? Have you had a chance to get any sleep?
Yeah, you know, a few hours. Not many. I've been wondering about... Not many.
The video's even worse.
He said, I've been wondering about... never mind. They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
What do you think? His buddy goes to him, yo, you're on Good Morning America in 90 minutes. You gotta get some sleep.
No, they told him last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, before he left to go to that party.
Yep.
Don't forget, you got a 9 o'clock. You got 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. And then he realized it's you know, like they're out getting breakfast, and he's like, yo, you gotta be on national TV in 90 minutes. He's like, oh, I better get some sleep.
Yeah, listen, he's completely.
I'm not even sure he got sleep, to be honest with you.
I gotta be honest with you. Poor job by Good Morning America even asking for that interview. What do you want him to do? Go to bed last night?
Hell no.
On time? Exactly.
He earned
a national championship.
He's the first walk-on quarterback to win a national championship.
He's out partying.
As he should be.
Although it was Indianapolis.
Hey, they got hotel rooms, right?
Yes.
They can bring the White Claws in the hotel rooms. You know he's drinking White Claws.
That might have been stronger than White
Claws.
Yeah,
it might have been vodka in White Claws.
Yeah.
Ray Dunn tweets us. He looked up some stats here. Jay Jaw's career stats, 16 catches, 290 yards, touchdown. Mm-hmm. DK Metcalf's last six games, 28 catches, 317, four touchdowns. Deontay Johnson's last six games, 39 catches, four touchdowns, 352 yards.
He's a bum.
I was going to say, are we comparing?
No, see, we got to stop doing it. We can't do the DK Metcalf stat for the next 15 years.
I'm running around here comparing his stats to Mac Hollins' stats.
Yes, please do that.
They aren't very good compared to Mac's.
Mac's better, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Mac catch touchdowns on red zone.
Got four of them this year.
He's got four touchdowns this year?
Three or four.
Yeah, he's been like relative, and I don't think he's had a lot of catches,
no.
But I've seen him a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see here. What does he have on the season?
What about who was the other receiver we took with Matt Hollins?
Sheldon Gibson?
Sheldon Gibson, yeah.
He's definitely not anywhere in the league, no.
Yeah, Sheldon Gibson, yeah.
No, he's not in the league. No, he's definitely not in the league. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Matt Hollins this year, 14 catches, 223, four touchdowns. Had a 65-yard catch. 215-592-9494.
That might be good enough to be our third receiver.
Or second. Yep.
Well, I think Quez has had a little bit of a better year, right?
Yeah, I mean, Quez had like 580 yards this year.
Yeah
Mac would be fine as your third/fourth receiver. Yeah. He'd be better than what they have. Coming up, your calls on the Eagles. Are you really worried more about the defense than the offense on Sunday? But also, the Sixers are willing to include who in trade packages in a Ben Simmons trade? That's coming up next as well. It's Marks and Reese on 94WIP. Don't go anywhere. Hey, listen, BetMGM. That's right. Bet on more than just a final score with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. One Game Parlay designed to let you make selections within a single game from over 400 bet types. Log into your BetMGM account and create a One Game Parlay today. And if you're new to BetMGM, sign up today and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Bonus code to use is Marks, M-A-R-K-S. Plus, you'll earn M Life rewards that you can redeem for room nights and dining at any MGM resort nationwide. Try One Game Parlay today.